Yo, man! I'm skull-fucking this chick, yo! If you're too young to hear this, or you're offended by this, well, get the fuck out of here! Oh, yeah.
Hello!
You should just let it run.
Hey, like I'm doing now because it's BDO Radio!
Can we hear me good?
You hear you good? Nah, no, not really.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, but then, no. You know what I mean? You know?
How about now?
Well, you weren't so bad with the mic like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Nick's a lazy-ass prick, so if you can't hear him too well, he's a lazy-ass prick.
I think I have...
Okay, well, while Nick obviously hunts methods of using the microphones that don't work, I'm going to say that this is show number 28.
28.
Recorded July 1st.
July 1st.
And Nick Montoya is in the studio.
In the studio.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That's the shit. And that the idea the right shit. Now is let the fucking mic run. It's not
let
a bad idea.
Let it run.
Let it run. So oh, wait a minute. Oh, God. I'm trying to catch it now. God, stupid mic. Fuck.
See, mine is well. Mine is well trained. It just stays there.
Mine is well trained as well. It just suffers from hyperactivity. I have your lighter again. It did land perfectly though. It didn't even hit your face or anything. You're just surprised there. Yeah.
No, the thing is, I saw it coming, like the lighter in the air. But by the time my arm reacted to catch it, my brain went, too late.
Did it come in your hair?
No, it came on my chest. You're an idiot. The lighter. The lighter. It came from the sky and landed on my chest.
Ah, you made it very clear. I know. The lighter came on my chest.
Okay, all right. Two words that should never be in the same sentence. Come and chest.
Unless you're talking about your chick there or your mistress. Or
no,
your
that's
girlfriend.
A breast.
Chest can be used to define the entire breast area plus the chest.
No, when you say, when you tell your friend, hey, I came on this chick's, you don't say, I came on this chick's chest. You say, I came on her fucking tits.
Yes, okay, right. But if you were Vulcan... You may refer to the area as the chest area.
On the mammaries.
Or the mammaries. Crap. God.
See? You can't say with me chest is for men, breast is for women. So yeah, so cum and chest, not in the same sentence.
No, because now we know what the reference is now. If you make that official...
Unless you say, yeah, she was fucking licking my chest and then I fucking came in her face.
Oh, that is an acceptable use of that turning. That's right. You know, we educate people with BDO Radio every day.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do, you know?
It's educational radio. Educational.
Not just that. We got a whole bunch of... brand new concepts coming up all at the same time, so much that today's show has a new structure.
Yeah.
New structure. New structure.
New structure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and for everyone that's been living under a rock and haven't heard the news in the past few days.
Oh,
and we might be the last person to broadcast this, but Michael Jackson is dead.
Okay, you mean my burp or Michael Jackson is dead?
No, Michael Jackson is dead.
Oh.
Okay, so now that we've said that,
yeah, the
let's
new structure.
Move on.
The new structure. What we do is we play not one series BDO series episode, but two BDO series episodes per show now. The show used to go like this. Talk segment, news, weather... Variety segment, which has now become the series segment, and then talk segment to close the show. Well, now it's talk segment, news, weather, variety segment, or, well, series segment, Then another variety segment and or series segment. Now, these are separated by what we like to call BDO commercials.
That's right.
Yeah, they're very fine. We just finished up a recording of a few of those. And those will separate those two BDO series episodes. Now, of course, you're telling yourselves, but there's only two BDO series, man. There's
no, and they're probably telling yourself, yeah, I know, I've already heard them.
Heard them? What do you mean?
Oh, no, the talk show comes first.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'll hear them.
We open the damn show with the talk show. Cause, yeah, Nick's not familiar with the recording structure here.
So you'll hear them right after this.
Yes, exactly.
But we record them before this.
We're coming up before the news right now and the weather.
Okay, but the
which
news
are followed
and the
by the two series.
The news and the weather are the first thing we recorded.
Yes, they are.
And the Toxamine, which is the first thing we air,
is the last thing we record. Right.
Weird.
So, to deconfuse Nick Montoya now, or not, now I think he's pre-deconfused.
Oh yeah, I'm pre-deconfused.
Ah, damn, okay, I'm gonna call off the crew.
Call off the crew.
Call off
the
crew, okay.
The comb folks.
Okay, cool.
What the, yeah.
Okay, no, whatever. The series segments. So it's talk segment, news, weather, series segment, and series segment separated by commercials. Now you're telling yourselves, how the hell are they going to be airing a Judge Bob series episode and a Haley Chronicles series episode every damn show? Well, we're not.
Well, we've been busy.
Exactly, we've been busy, but we've been busy in very productive ways.
That's
that
right.
Allow us to do this because we've added a series at BDO and it's premiering on today's show. It is called...
I forgot.
The International Buying Network.
Oh, yeah. The International Buying Network.
Holy shit, Nick. Okay, so it is called...
The IBN, the International Buying Network.
Where we sell...
And you buy.
Oh, yeah. That's the shit. This comes, obviously, is inspired directly from...
The IBN.
Yeah, well, the IBN, the CD skit that we had done. It was a three-part skit that was onto the CD. It was one of the, quote, framing devices, unquote, that we use for that CD. The second BDO's Full Bowls and Other Things, Volume 2, actually contained the first instance of that. And it was Bufalio and Nick Montoya doing the hosts of the show and me doing all the callers. But now, because Bufalio is very hard to actually get, and, you know, on a regular basis, it's me and Nick Montoya doing the hosts and me doing all the callers. It's really fucked up.
But it works.
It works, and, well, Nick's pretty happy to have it back, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that series is cool. Judge Bob, too.
Yeah, Judge Bob rocks.
Yeah, Judge Bob rocks. And we're going to have more series actually in the works.
Yeah, we have a few in mind.
Yeah, we're thinking of adding one to begin with. We're going to start with one, not to go too crazy and, you know, make it so we're overwhelmed with work and we don't even know. You know, we're going to end up having blocks not knowing which series we want to record
right.
on which night, you know. So we're going to limit ourselves to four for now. So we are looking to... open a new series. If you guys got suggestions, you go on the contact us page on BDO Radio, you email us stuff, go ahead. We probably will have thought of the series by the time you email us something, but still, do it anyway, because it's very important.
Yours might be better.
Yeah. That, or yours might actually force us to say, you know what, we're going to five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now we got three, with the IBN being introduced today. And we're going to have a fourth one coming up in the near future to be able to put more of these. And every show, it's going to be basically two various series. We're going to pick between any of the four. Two of the four will be picked. Right now, it's two of the three. It's the IBN and Judge Bob today. Huh?
50% of them will be picked.
50, exactly. Every time. That's the right shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, today it's the IBN premiere, and then it's Judge Bob, a brand new episode as well.
Or half. Half will be.
Well, half will be what?
Chosen.
Chosen.
Yeah.
Half, 50% or half.
Yeah.
Or
two quarters.
Seconds.
Or two quarters. Or 0.5.
Yes, 0.5. 0.5 is another dinner. Half full.
Or half empty.
Or half empty.
Yeah. Or two quarters full.
Or two people in a four-place couch.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Or four slices of pizza out of eight.
Space shuttle with 3.5 people. Because capacity is 7.
Okay, how do you get a half person?
You take a chainsaw and you make a half person. The fuck, man? You come from a background that's very familiar with this type of shit.
Yeah, we don't usually send them to space. That's why I asked.
Ah. Well, you can do that and send them to space. Just the problem is the trip's pretty long. And it's probably going to be complaints of smells of rotting bodies and shit like that.
Yeah, but at least we'll know how blood reacts in zero-G.
True, true, true. Hey, we're pumping the money on the BDO space program lately.
That's right. Well, we have the...
Well, we report. Hijacked. We hijacked the ISS.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have the ISS. We hijacked it.
Yeah, well. So we conduct our own experiment on it.
So many people want to be astronauts, it's easy to send people up there.
Yeah, a lot of them want to be astronauts, but all they can be is asses.
But you're really, I mean, we tell them the experiment. It obviously has the result of getting them killed, and the wishful thinking just makes them go... Throw me in that rocket and... Wow.
Strap me on to a few tons of fuel and send me up in space.
Well, what do you think NASA's having all these troubles now with the review committee and all that shit? That's because we fucked up all their shit, man. We hijacked the station. That's the shit. That's
right.
We use Soyuz capsules. They're cheaper. And of course, because there's no return flights, we just leave them floating around the ISS up there.
Yep.
No. Yeah. That's the way, you know. Nick Mate has directed a few missions so far.
That's the way.
How did the experiment with breeding hamsters in zero G, zero pressure go?
Well, the hamsters don't reproduce quite fast enough for them, because about 2 seconds after. Everything's pulled out of them.
Well, I guess 2 seconds after they're into the vacuum of space.
That's right.
In zero pressure,
they kind of turn inside out.
Yeah. So it gets hard to breathe at that point for them, right?
Yeah.
If you manage anything.
I mean, if they could have sex, give birth, and that the offsprings could get fully matured within 0.0005 seconds, then maybe we could see some results. But
now, as such a smart engineer as you, with such a great space program vision, that experiment where we wanted to get a human to deploy inside out to protect themselves from the void of space, did that work?
No, they turned right side in.
Oh,
yeah.
There's going to be a mess on the station to clean out on the outside.
Well, not really. It's all contained inside.
Oh, so you just vacuumed the inside compartment and held up the pieces together?
No, the person is already inside out. So when we put them in space, they turn outside in.
Oh, so they turn back?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no protection. Are they alive at the end of this?
Well, it's kind of disgusting. No, they're not, because they turn... See, because they're already outside, they're already inside out, right?
Yeah,
then
right.
Then we throw them out in space, so they turn right side in.
Yeah.
But then because they're right side in, they turn inside out again. So it's kind of like, you know, when you pour juice in a cup and then into another cup, there's kind of, you know, there's
there's
less and less juice in the cup.
And intestines tend to flow when you do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So there was less and less astronaut and the astronaut.
Hey, you know what? This shit is up. We can stop recording this first fucking segment.
Okay.
Our job is done.
Good.
Yay. So people, that's it. You have your crap now, so keep listening.
Enjoy.
And stop whining. Yeah, exactly. Or like Nick Montoya says, enjoy.
VDOradio.com. Some fucked up shit. up ship, man.
You are watching BDO Space Television. This is Mission Control. You are watching astronaut Bean Testes outside on his third spacewalk of the day. Trying an experiment in zero gravity, zero pressure with fire here.
Hi, Seth. We've got you on Mission Control outside.
And Mission Control relaying some instructions here to the astronaut.
Hi, Seth. 420, we have heat in the front of your helmet.
The astronaut, Bean Testes, is actually proceeding to lighting something inside his helmet. Pretty sure that is a cannabis cigarette. And the it appears that the...
ISS 420, we've lost pressure in the suit.
It appears that pressure has been lost now, and the astronaut is suffocating at the moment.
ISS 420, life signs are at
the
zero.
The suit is also on fire, and right now we've reported that life signs are at zero.
Mission Control, out.
Lost a Bean Testes.
A synchronized UFO sighting, certifiable by scientific fact, or a hoax? What happened over Red Plains on December 27, 6233-4576?
Well, me and my buddy Patrick over here, we were sitting on the balcony, and we were just sitting there, and we looked up, and we saw an orb. It was terrifying. It was huge. It was red, glowing, and throbbing red. Every once in a while, it would just go redder and come back. Redder and come back. It was terrifying.
Bob's friend, Patrick Smith, did not want to be identified, so we'll refer to him as Joe. He reported seeing a mist around the object, which dwelled over their residence for over an hour.
Yeah, that mist, that red glowing thing had a mist around it. It was nice, it was thick white mist. And it was kind of overpowering. It was like trying to hide it. It was trying to hide it.
Neighbor James Doe was terrified of the object that was reportedly dwelling over his place. However, his reportings were completely different.
Man, a couple of buddies got together on my balcony, you know, in the backyard, real nice, you know. We're a bit higher up than our neighbors because we're like on the peak of a cliff. And we set out for a nice sight, and we decided to roll this really large cone joint, you know? Put about 4 pounds of weed in a 2-foot-long cone joint, so you can imagine the end was, like, really huge, you know? We lit that up. It burned for a little over an hour. And for all that time, we saw UFOs, but it was strange kind of UFOs, because we kept seeing flashes from the ground.
Strange flashes showed from the ground all around James Doe's house.
Man, and these flashes, they would, some of them would move around, some of them would just flash once. I honestly felt like I was surrounded by alien beings all night.
Dr. Michio Kaiku, professor in theoretical physics, offers an explanation.
What the neighbors of James Doe saw was the end of James Doe's joint burning very brightly over and over again, being surrounded by a mist. And what James Doe saw himself was the flashes of all the neighbors' cameras taking pictures of the alleged UFO. These people have just wasted each other's time, including our own as well.
And now, the news with Bong Lit Up and Alexander Hash.
Yo, what's up? This is show number 28, and I'm your host, Bong Lit Up for BDO News. This is a really, really special news segment because, believe it or not, I'm being told right now to tell all of you, you know, that on this very show, July 1st, year 2009, show number 28, the world has fucking officially ended, man. The fucking world is over. It's done, man. All of you fucking people have been afraid of the end of the world. Well, it's happened. It's done. The world has fucking ended, and I'm the first one to report it now. I think it's a fucking crazy concept, but I have, right here, Dr. Pelquir.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doctor.
So, I'm here to tell you that the end of the world has happened.
Now, as you see, this guy, he's a specialist, he's
I am the foremost expert at telling you that the world has ended.
Now, the first thing I think when you tell me that, okay, I'm sitting here talking to you, right?
Right.
Right? Now, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
I'm telling you the end of the world has happened.
Okay, man,
This has happened many, many times
Why
before.
Why am I sitting here talking to you in a studio that is in one piece? Everything is perfectly fine.
But I'm telling you.
Okay, you're telling me what? The world has ended, yes. But we're sitting here talking to each other on the world.
I'm an expert at telling you that the world has ended.
Okay, but you're an expert at telling me the world has ended. That's beautiful, you know? That's really wonderful for you.
The world has ended.
Yo, okay, but do you have anything to give me as, like, evidence that, you know, did a comet hit us?
Did you want me to write it down?
What, do you have documents, you know, or pictures or shit,
here,
you know?
I'll write it down.
Okay, man. So, take this, man.
I'm writing.
Yo, man, I have no fucking idea what he is writing, man. Oh, what the... This is a
There you go. Now you have it on paper.
The world has ended. Okay, look.
It's official.
Okay, look, dude, the world hasn't ended. Okay, look, I'm gonna come back, you know, I was all excited. This guy was telling me that he knew the world has ended. I thought there was a catch to it, but it turns out that you're just crazy, dude.
The world has ended.
Yeah, you're crazy. Okay, man, so, sorry about that, people.
I'm an expert, I tell you.
I'm Bong Lit Up, and this guy, we're not gonna talk about him anymore.
Dr. Pelquit.
Yo, I'm Bong Lit Up, and this is the news for BDO Radio on July 1st, year 2009, show number 28.
The day the world ended.
And now, the weather with Alexander Hash.
Wow. If you'll excuse me, I didn't expect the recording to start right away. I'm Alexander Hash, and this is show number 28, and you're listening to, like, the BDO weather. And it's, like, July 1st, 2009, and it's, you know, just like the news was, like, a special segment, well, the weather is going to be special this week as well. You know, because we have a specialist here in the studio from the Texas Weather Institute, and his name is Charles Newton, and we're going to check with him now. You know, for once, we're going to get some good professional weather reports on BDA, because that's my idea for today while I was really high, and Charles... What kind of weather should we expect in this summer?
Gonna be hot!
Okay, so it's gonna be hot. Now, what about...
Gonna be windy!
Okay, windy. Now, how long have you been
Rain.
Doing... Okay, how long have you been doing weather
thunder.
For?
Thunder!
Okay, thunder, that's nice. But how long have you been doing this for?
Wind!
That! Man!
Gonna be hot!
Okay, you already said that one at the beginning.
Gonna rain.
Now, I'm asking you about your job and how long you've been doing it, man.
Partly cloudy!
Yeah, your job is partly cloudy?
Wait, rays of sunshine!
Yeah, okay. Dude, do you need any medication before doing a weather broadcast? Or
they gonna be hell!
Are you always like this?
Monsoon season!
Why can't we get normal anchors at BDO Radio? Bloody hell.
They gonna be fog!
Okay, I think it's time to end this one, really. I'm Alexander Hash, and for my safety and everyone's safety, I'm going to end this segment.
Humid!
Okay, I thought you'd have final words. So, thanks for listening. Show number 28, July 1st. I'm Alexander Hash for the weather, and Charles Newton here.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
You are watching BDO Space Television. Mission Control here reporting.
Proceed with the advancing forward 6 feet.
We are going through today's fourth experiment, and astronaut Juwan Kerr, seen here on the image.
You are ready for the fixing of the wing.
He is being instructed to move further onto the structure while...
420, you are clear for fixing.
In the background, astronaut Joe Mamu getting ready for his spacewalk coming out of the airlock. This will be a two-man operation. Juwan Kerr obviously not in Joe Mamu's sight.
Romeo Alpha Domino.
And now the operation, Juwan Kerr is not aware of this operation. Joe Mamu will sneak up behind him and stab him repeatedly to determine the effects of stabbing in zero-gravity, zero-pressure environments. See if they result in less damage than in our conventional state. And there goes Joe Mamu stabbing Juwan Kerr repeatedly.
420, we have a decrease in pressure in the suit.
And... obviously, here, as we can see, the guts trying to exit the spacesuit as much as they can. It looks like the experiment is resulting in... It is displaying that the results of stabbing someone in zero gravity, zero pressure is far greater in damage than it would be on the ground. And we expected less damage. We got far more damage. There are guts everywhere here. Very hard to see the image.
ISS 420, mission aborted.
Hi, I'm Major Cornhole. I'm here to give you information on the incident that happened last night, so I'm ready for your questions.
Major, I have a really simple question. There was obviously a strange incident that occurred yesterday. Around what time did this incident begin?
Around 10:30.
10:30 p.m., if I'm not mistaken, of course.
That's right.
All right, and also, the public is really wondering. I mean, it looked a little dangerous for your workers out there because it might have been some fire or some dangerous...
Well, of course, after a crash, there is a fire. And so, yeah, there was some kind of danger, but everything went well.
Well, I do hope so. And I guess, of course, the question everyone must really be asking is everyone's okay, I hope.
Yes, yes, everyone's okay. Anybody else with questions?
I would first off like to congratulate you guys on a great job, as you just reported. Nobody got hurt.
Thank you, sir.
And I would also like to ask. Now, there's some great military technology for these type of rescue missions, and you guys have used it yesterday, and obviously you put a lot of budget on this to have a more efficient staff. How did that perform?
It performed well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, and also, the next question, this really the public is baffled about. There are reports of an alien craft that you have recovered on that location yesterday. Can you give any information on that?
There was no alien craft.
There was no alien craft. Okay, because this is a report that we're getting from the witnesses that were there.
There was no witnesses there.
All right, but I am talking about the incident yesterday where...
There was no incident yesterday.
Excuse me, sir, you just said a few moments ago that there was an incident yesterday.
I didn't say anything moments ago.
You did, and we are at a press conference right now.
We are not at a press conference.
But, sir, I am standing right here.
You are not standing right there.
Okay, but sir, all the people in the world are trying to get answers.
There's no people in the world.
Okay, you're gonna take this really far, are you? Okay, the press conference is over. Major will be leaving now, thank you. No more questions, no more questions.
And now, a special presentation by the IBN, International Buying Network, where we sell and you buy.
Welcome to the International Buying Network, where we sell
and you buy.
Oh, yeah. Bill, what are we here to do today?
We are here to sell you products.
Oh, that is so right.
Sell you what? Wait for it.
Products.
There we go.
Oh yeah, and aren't you glad that we're here to do that? Because the people out there,
That's right.
Sure itching to buy those products.
Because we have the products for you.
And we're
and you have the money for us.
Exactly, exactly. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, let's do this.
Yep, and our first item up for bids, tell us what we've got, Bill.
We've got the steamer dryer 4000.
The steamer dryer 4000. Now this to you right now might look like an espresso machine.
That's because it was at one point.
Yes, but trust me, Bill, last time I flicked the switch on that, it ain't coffee that was coming out of there.
I trust you, Ted.
So I guess those days are over for this thing, but we found that it makes this revolutionary second servicing in its life. It actually is a cannabis drying
steaming unit. Let me explain how it
works. Now watch Bill, he's gonna show you this wonderful.
You flick this little button as if you were gonna make yourself a wonderful, steamy cup of cappuccino, but you're not.
You're
Trust
not.
Me,
you're
not.
Absolutely not.
You're gonna take your bud, which is still a little damp. Throw it on top on that hot plate for a little while.
That's right, Bill.
And if you over-dry it by mistake, turn the knob on the side and what do you have? A steamer. Just fluff that bud right up.
That's right, that's right. So it's the perfect cannabinol humidity control
unit.
So
what are we gonna do right now?
Oh my god, Bill, it's already ringing. Listen to that.
That's what I was gonna say. We're going for callers right now.
Hello, hello. Can you tell me more about this unit?
How old are you, sir?
I'm 85 years old.
You are over the age limit.
I hear it. What?
You are over the age limit.
All right, we have to flush that one.
That's right.
And let's take it to the next caller.
Caller number two.
Man, that sounds like a cool thing, you know, because...
And you sound like a cool dude. I'll sell it to you. How much do you want?
I've got... how much is that thing worth anyway?
50 easy payment of 500-555.
How much is that? 500-555.
It is 500-555.
555. That's right, Bill.
All right, but are those cents or something, or...
Cents?
Like $500?
Okay, next caller.
Hello, hello. I would, I'm very interested for my...
We're going back to caller number two.
Okay.
I am not selling my product to a cent.
All right.
So I'll give it to you for 50 easy payment of 599 cents.
But that's a little
sold.
Price. Wait a minute, I didn't
sold.
Yes, that's right, it's sold to you to that wonderful.
Because where
right
you
there.
What we sell, you buy.
That's right. Now
we have for you. We have.
I got on the table. It's wonderful what we've got.
What do we have here? I'll tell you what we have here. But Ted, this.
What that? That looks like an ancient Egyptian device that I do not know the purpose of.
This, my friend, they used to use. They use this as a torture device in the medieval time.
Wow! 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 That's
right.
Absolutely.
It has been converted. It has the same name as it used to have.
What was the name before?
And it's still the same. It is the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker, people. And this is an Egyptian Inca. Nutcracker.
And the way that you know that it's Egyptian and Inca is because it has two grooves in it. One for the Egyptian nuts.
Exactly.
And one for the Inca
nuts. Yeah, because we know that the Inca nuts were far smaller than Egyptian nuts.
That's right.
Nuts.
So
this well, can be adapted to any nuts.
That's right. But now they find that the North American nuts don't fit.
So what do we do about that,
now
Bill?
We use this for the kinds we eat.
Oh, the
so
nuts
you break the shell.
That is ingenious.
The walnuts. You use it, you put the walnut in, crack it.
So the Egyptians thought of a device that had two lives. Again, another device with two lives.
That's right.
Being
so
sold on the IBM.
You could buy this little device here for either one lump sum of $500,000 or 150 easy payment. Wait for it.
I'm waiting for
1,999,059 cents.
Wow! Did you hear that? What is that sound we're hearing?
Those are phones ringing, my friend.
And what's at the end of those phones?
People ready to buy?
Oh,
buy what?
They're buying products!
That's right, Ted. Now let's go to the first caller. Caller number one.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, I collect Egyptian findings. Is that a true Egyptian
it
artifact?
It is. It
absolutely.
Says on it somewhere, made in Egypt with the date.
But does it have a certification that comes with it as an historical cracker of the nuts?
It will once it gets to you.
Yes, absolutely. We will. You're going to get one. Right now, we don't have it to show you at the time.
It is in our safe.
Yes, exactly. It's in our very secured safe. Good one, Bill.
Okay, how much does it cost again?
150 easy payment of 1,999,059 cents.
If I make you a check for $10,000, is that good?
Sold!
Yo, wow, what a sale, Bill. Look at the people buying.
That's
what
right.
do we got next? Because we're on a roll and the phones are ringing, but we have nothing to sell them right now.
Yes,
do
we do.
Oh, wow.
We have a beautiful black speaker.
It's a black speaker, all right?
And it comes with, and if you call right now.
Oh, it's got features.
If you call right now, we will give you the dust that's on it.
And by God, hand me this. I've never seen such beautiful dust. It probably
that's right.
adds a psychedelic wave to the sound coming out, because I can see around the ring of the speaker that there's a good quarter inch of dust bunny crammed up in there.
You know what? I feel generous today. You know what I'm going to do, Ted?
What? What are you going to do?
And that's
stop amazing me like this.
And that's not like me to do this, and you know me.
I absolutely know you.
I will throw in this priority mailbox.
Oh my God. This is such a...
Wait a minute. Free of charge.
And it's been pre-owned. It's in nearly mint condition, only has a few holes, tears, bumps, and waves. This is beautiful. I can fit my firstborn child in this box.
It was owned by someone.
And I trust Bill so
much. And you
know
how everybody wants to beat someone?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
I feel like someone right now.
That was owned by someone.
That must be why I feel like someone.
That's right.
Right now holding this box.
And if you want to feel like someone,
you gotta get the speaker. And you're getting the box with the speaker.
I feel like I'm making a mistake by giving it away.
Oh, I mean, like I said.
So,
I,
what is this sound we're hearing?
Oh, no, it's the phone. It's people wanting to take this beautiful box
and beat
our
someone.
Hands. And the speaker, this unbelievably psychedelic wave-emitting speaker, the dust technology in this, the dust accumulation technology.
That's right. It was designed by NASA.
Okay, I'm switching to the first caller because we absolutely have to get this going.
Yeah, like psychedelic speakers, guys.
Is this our guy, our favorite buyer, Alexander Hash?
Yeah, I guess so. It is from BDO Radio.
Yeah, it's like, is the speaker really psychedelic?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So, do you want it?
Yeah, but I got no money.
Next caller.
All right, yes, that's right. Next caller, because our callers need money to buy.
That's
what
right.
We're selling.
Well, they need our money. What they're doing is they're getting money for us. Hence, we sell, you buy.
Hello.
Hi there, Greps.
I called at the last segment and you hung up on me.
How old are you again?
I'm 85.
You're over the age limit.
Yes, we're going to have to flush you again. I guess that one has Alzheimer's. That's why they're over the age limit.
Our next segment will be for him. Hopefully he'll call back.
Hello?
Hi there, ma'am.
Hello, I'm interested. My son has a sound system. His birthday's coming up. And
great choice of it.
On it.
Great choice. I'm sure you want your son to be someone.
But wait till he gets this beatbox. This priority mailbox on which he can do some subwoofer
and
effects.
Exactly. And not only that, you, as a proud mother, want your son to feel like somebody.
Yes,
to
I
be
want,
someone.
Yeah.
Well, this box has been owned by someone.
I think, you know, he's got problems fitting in and everything. I think the box could really help him.
Well,
like
yeah.
I said, I feel like someone holding this box. So you can't not feel like someone if you hold this box. It has this special energy. By God, this box is unbelievable.
That's right, Ted.
Okay, so how much do I have to pay, send you?
150 payments of 5,000.
Wait, I have a better deal.
Really?
A better deal. We'll hook her up with something so great. Give us your credit card number right now, ma'am, and we'll set you up. Just give us your credit card.
I like your idea.
That sounds, okay.
But it's such a great idea. I mean, Bill, you never thought of this one before.
That's a good one.
See how good
that is? And that's because you're doing this for your son, ma'am.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
and for the American people.
So what we'll do is we'll put you on hold and put you through to our beautiful dispatcher.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, I guess that's all we've got to sell today.
That is the end of the show for today.
Yep.
But we'll see you next time.
On the International Buying Network.
Where we sell.
And you buy.
And now, BDOWCSRTWMXWSSECCXDFVGHQTV returns to its normal broadcasting.
Incoming!
Ow! Oh! What did you just throw at me, man?
This is the brand new super compact radio offered to you today, only at $29.95 at the BDO Radio Superstore.
Dude, I lost 3 teeth, man.
It was worth it.
Do you have a loved one that's an alcoholic? Have you woken up in fear, hearing them coming home with no alcohol in the house and exploding in rage? Well, here at the BDO Liquor Store, alcohol is always at a low, low price. So come in and stock up so you'll never get those black eyes again!
Damn, your piano is heavy. It's hard to move. I'm wondering how we're gonna get it up those stairs to the front door of your new house.
Man, I think I got the idea, okay? We both go behind the piano and push it up the flight of stairs before the door. Once we make it up to the porch, I mean, going through the front door is gonna be a breeze. I think we should try that.
You think, man?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, let's give it a try. I don't see any other way. This is almost hopeless.
All right, so you go on that side, and I'll go.
All right.
All right, on three. 1, 2, 3.
I got it up one step. Got it up one step. Come on, keep pushing. 2 steps. Oh, shit. I'm gonna drop it. Hey, you there. Can we get some help?
No way, man.
Does someone help?
We drive, you move.
What do you mean? We're gonna drop this piano. Someone's gonna get injured.
No, honestly, do I look like I care?
Oh, shit. Come on, man. Come and help, please.
No.
Nope. I'm gonna drop it. I'm gonna drop it.
Bill. Man, can you call 911? He's injured. Hey, Fruitcake, it's not we call 911, you move. It's we drive, you move.
What are you... Ow. You guys are crazy. You guys are fucking full of shit. Ow.
At You Move, we drive and you move. And really, all we do is drive.
Do you have a loved one who suffers from a drug addiction and steals from you, unable to pay for their own drugs? Well, here at the BDO Pawn Shop, we'll give you top dollar for your high-value belongings. Bring that jewelry here, and we'll give you enough cash to supply that heroin addict sister of yours.
Case number Alpha Midget Heavy Squirrel.
The plaintiff, 24-year-old mental patient Stuart Piddity, is suing the defendants, representatives of a clandestine missile launch operations center, 34-year-old engineer Taha Mu Yi al-Din Maruf, and 41-year-old director of intelligence Zuhair Talib Abd al-Sattar al-Naqib for false representation and fraud. The plaintiff claims the clandestine group was going to launch him into space in a safe capsule capable of returning to the ground, but that's not what the plaintiff was given. All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care. You are about to enter Judge Bobby Dylan Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real, the cases are real, the judge is fake, and the rulings are final.
Come on, order in my courtroom.
I need the hot box displaced before we start a case,
that's right,
John.
That's right. Oh, let me just put myself comfortable here. All right.
Hey, because we got a motherfucking fucked up case today. It's about space, you know? It's going to be your first space-related case, you know?
Who's going to space? I'm going to space?
No, man. No. The plaintiff says he was supposed to go to space and shit.
Objection. I want to go to space.
What? Don't object to me, y'all. I'm your bailiff, man. I can't do anything.
Yeah, you're right. Continuance.
Get you some drugs. You need some drugs?
Continuance. No, I'm high.
Aight.
So, in the case of Stuart Piddity.
Yeah.
Versus Ta-Ta-Mumun.
Your Honor.
Taha Mu Yi
al-Din Maruf.
No, I'll call you Tower South and Tower North, alright? How's that?
No. My name is Zuhair Talib al-Sattar al-Naki. Please. Pronounce name properly or we bomb your temple.
You, Tower A,
please,
Tower B, or South and North, whatever you want.
Pronounce name, call me Taha.
You, Tawa.
Say Taha.
Tawa.
No, Taha.
Tawa.
Fuck you.
Bailiff, teach him some American manners.
Yo, man, what the fuck? You bitch slap me? Yeah, man, I'm gonna bitch slap you again if Judge asks for it. You want me to bitch slap him again?
Yes.
Fucking bitch ass motherfucker.
Okay, Tower A. Tower B, we're cool on that? Okay, Mr.
Listen, No. You
hey,
tell
hey,
me.
Hey, no.
Zuhair, my name
no.
is not
Oh, Tower. we're gonna go that with that too, with you too? You
say did? Zuhair.
Bailiff, him too.
Yo, man, what the fuck? Ow! You mother shit!
Again.
Yeah, man, and I'm gonna fucking punch you next time.
Again.
Ow! Shit, fuck,
okay,
mother!
Okay, Tower A, Tower B, are we good?
Yeah, well, can we plead the case? You did not start, you.
Okay.
You resist to us.
Listen. So, Mr. Stuart Piddity?
Yeah?
Can I just call you Stu?
I guess.
Okay, Mr. Stu Piddity.
Can you call me Stuart then?
No, I'm just gonna call you Stu.
Okay.
So, Mr. Piddity. Stu Piddity. What are you suing these, two towers for?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to go to space, and even though I'm crazy, you know, it turns out I have a lot of money. So I was looking for a group to cheaply send me to space for like under 20 million. So I found these guys, and these guys tell me that not only for 10 million, not only will I go to space, they tell me my crap
ball,
will...
Ball itch, recess.
Your Honor, we won't defend the...
Bailiff.
Yo, man! Ah, you shit fuck mother crap! I kill your temple! Yo, man, no, you kill nobody's temple, yo. Just blows your face up, bitch.
Okay, that was good. Ball itch, recess. Over, continuance. So you were saying stupidity?
Can you call me Stuart?
Stu.
Okay, I was, basically, after all these promises, sent in a capsule that was barely pressurized. I think it was made of soda cans, honestly, glued together. And not only did it never go anywhere near the ISS, but it basically fell back and couldn't support reentry. I was so fucking lucky. I mean, the thing broke apart a little bit and acted as a parachute and fell in a tree. I would have been killed. These guys would have walked away with my 10 million.
After this is done, I'm gonna sue your mother, Mr. Piddity.
What?
Yes, I will sue your mother.
Why?
Because this is not normal.
Is exactly, Honor. And he crazy.
Tower A.
But he crazy.
Sure he is. Tower A, shush.
Our capsule?
You're in America, you don't speak until white men spoke first.
Yo, man, you hear that, motherfucker? I'm gonna come there and bitch slap you again.
Okay, so Tower A, what did you promise, Mr. Stupidity, over
we
here?
We promise good travel, space capsule go ISS, space capsule visit ISS dock, see astronaut, he lie, he go to ISS, you watch video of last month, he go sometime, he be on a ISS,
No, he's lying, man. That's bullshit. I never went on the... I mean, I fell through the atmosphere.
Stupidity.
The
Shush.
Shut up, you...
No, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to award the Taliban's over here $5,000 because of your sheer stupidity.
Yes!
And because you were stupid.
Yes, yes, we win. Yes, we case, win. Infidel bitch sucking.
Case dismissed.
What? What?
Judge
this is
Bob
bullshit.
Stock.
No way. No, no, no. Hey, I know I'm crazy, but this was... Yo, man, you come along with me, man.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now, a word from the plaintiff.
That's... Yeah, what the fuck just happened? I mean, the judge clearly saw that I'm on the right side and gave the money to them. What the... They're probably gonna go make some terrorist missiles and shit.
And now, a word from the defendant.
We are happy.
We very happy. We very, very, very happy.
Yes, we very happy, have money, create bomb. Kaboom.
Alright, everybody, let's get ready for that next case. Everybody involved in the matter of Rita Ferry versus Chef Grollo LaDouche, will you please come forward?
Yo, I think that includes you over there, man. Come on forward.
No, no, man, the case is starting now. Come on forward, man. Yo, man, no, no, I said you are coming forward now, man. The case is about to start. Who the hell do you think you are? Yo, man, will you stop talking to that chick and get your motherfucking ass over here before I get over there and slap your way over here?
You got a problem with you want to start something?
Yo, man, you trying to start something with me? I'm the bailiff, bitch.
So what? You're the bailiff.
Ah, that's right, bitch. I'm gonna bitch slap you. That's what's gonna happen. Now get the fuck in front, cause the trial's about to start, and judge gonna be pissed off if you ain't at your place.
Case number Miracle Blow. The plaintiff, 27-year-old hairstylist Brita Ferry, is suing 44-year-old chef Grollo LaDouche for negligence. Brita claims she has gotten sick at Chef Grollo's restaurant 1 week ago because his establishment is a giant petri dish for disease.
All get your asses up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care.
You are about to enter Judge Bobadilla Rockerson's courtroom. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge is fake. And the rulings are final.
Yo, yo, people, come on! What's up with this shit today? It's like
come
hot
on,
outside.
Come on,
the
come
AC's
on, come
running,
come
so it's
on.
Dry and people talk more or some shit like that?
I don't know, man. Hey, we have to do this.
You know, what the shit, man? You know, because it's hot out there, so I can understand this is like a restaurant case, people getting sick, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You don't know if it's the heat or the restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so in the case of Brita Ferry versus Chef Grollo LaDouche, so Mrs. Ferry?
Hello?
What are you suing Mr. LaDouche for?
Well, a couple of weeks back, me and a few friends, you know, we were looking for a place to eat, and we saw Mr. LaDouche's restaurant. It's called Chef Grollo's restaurant, and we went there. It's a French cuisine, and we soon realized, you know, only soon after eating, that the place is extremely dirty and everything. And then, when I got home, I got extremely sick, fever and everything, and I've only been recovering lately. It's...
Your Honor, can I defend my,
Yes.
Yes, my kitchen is not
objection.
Dirty. What?
Continuance. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, my kitchen is not dirty. My kitchen is natural. It is organic.
You want to take your finger out your nose while you're talking to me?
No problem. No, 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 no. What I do now is I prepare the butter for the little buns later on tonight, my customers.
Okay. Objection, grocery.
When we prepare a duck at my restaurant, we do it the French way.
We
kill the duck next to the frying pan, so
I hope,
a little blood.
Listen, I hope what you're scratching behind you is not your hole.
No, 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 no. I prepare the fudge brownies.
Okay. Okay,
no,
Mrs.
You see? You
Mrs.
see the kind of dirty establishment this... Oh, no. Oh, nothing.
Objection. Eyes,
yo, man,
ears, and nose terrorism.
Your Honor, I'm not feeling so good.
Oh, my God. Okay, okay, you know what? I can't take this.
Oh, this is gross. This is disgusting.
I can't take this. I'm going to award everybody here, except you, Mrs. Ferry, $5,000 for ear, eyes, and nose terrorism.
But I'm the victim of it.
Judge Bob of Talk.
Ah, that's it, bitch. You keep vomiting.
You are watching Judge Bob. And now a word from the plaintiff.
But I'm the victim here.
Objection, this is sick. Bailiff, get her out of here before she infects everyone.
Y'all get the hell out of here anyway. This is disgusting. There's vomit everywhere.
And
now a word from the defendant.
Ah, but it, my food is good. My restaurant, Judge Bob, you come to my restaurant whenever you want. I show you. Is it good even for a fake judge like you?
Yeah,
that case was a little shorter than expected, so we're gonna go for another one. Everybody involved in the matter of Phil Long Penis versus Harry Short Penis, will you please come forward?
Case number Alpha Theta Beta. The plaintiff, 24-year-old juggler Phil Long Penis, is suing...
I don't know what you think you're doing here, but...
This is the case. This is your next case.
No, I have diarrhea because of the last bitch that was in here. I'm not doing another case. I'm awarding $5,000 to the defendant.
Yeah, judge man, is awarding $5,000 to the defendant.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah!
If you want to see Bob the Judge, find a goat and pack its fudge.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
You are watching BDO Space Television. This is Mission Control Montreal. Reporting on situation on the ISS here, where it appears now the spacewalkers were just about to go out for the third experiment of the day, which involves breeding hamsters in zero gravity, zero pressure. And it appears the airlock to exit the station is stuck.
Going left to right.
And right now, Mission Control sending instructions, trying to get that door open. Obviously, we want to be careful not to decompress the station. So just trying delicate maneuvers here to get the handle to come free.
ISS 420, you grab it, number 6, sledgehammer.
And now trying something a little different here.
Strike the handle repeatedly.
We have the astronauts striking the handle with a number 6 sledgehammer as instructed by Mission Control. The handle has now broken off and the airlock is not opening.
ISS 420, put a little bit of elbow grease in that motherfucker.
They are striking with their fists right now at the airlock, trying to yank the side panel. There's a little bit of blood floating around from the fist hitting the metal. Astronaut now reaching for a pry bar.
A torch, you idiot.
And a torch now, as Mission Control has now suggested, politely. And
ISS 420, melt that motherfucker.
The torch has already started piercing a hole. I'm getting reports now that the ISS is decompressing from microfractures. There is a... station-wide alert right now. The full decompression.
We'll never get it open.
The astronauts are now suffocating and no longer able to respond to Mission Control's commands.
ISS 420.
And now Mission Control trying to establish communication with the floating dead astronauts, as we see here on the monitor. A bit like a fish in a tank. When you don't feed them for a little while, that's what it looks like. So, the airlock has just come loose, and the door has opened, so...
ISS 420, mission is a success.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, how can I help you? Is it your first visit here?
Yes, and I'm quite impressed with your lot.
Well, welcome to our dealership.
Well, I'm honored to be here.
What can I do for you today?
Well, first off, you have to keep in mind, I'm BDO's Alexander Hash, you know?
And sure you are, sir. Now,
wait.
No,
you
I believe you, sir. Of course I do, yes,
okay,
sure. You are Alexander Hash from that BDO radio.
Right, yeah, I do the weather.
Yes, you do.
Right, I'm really good, you know?
Okay, so what model were you looking at?
Okay, but is that gonna hook me up a deal?
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay.
Now, before we do anything, I want to make sure we know exactly where we're going.
All right.
Okay, so how about we go step in my office?
All right.
Now,
where is it? Where's
right over here, sir. Follow me. Okay, so now have a seat right here, and I'm gonna turn on my program right here. So you're looking at what model? Is it the DXV?
I was looking at the GH-16.
The GH-16.
Right.
Good choice.
Because it's like really fast and crazy.
Of course, sir. Biggest, highest horsepower in this category.
But I don't think you have any in the lot. It's special order.
Of
course
it is.
Built by Hunt and everything. Yeah?
Absolutely. Now we have the special order.
But keep in mind, I work for BDO Radio.
So now Did you want to finance that, paid cash?
I think I want to finance it.
Okay, so how about we go... How many months did you want to finance? How many years? We go all the way up to 72 months, so
let's take 72 months here. I'm looking at your screen.
Okay, so your payments monthly would be about $1,500 a month. Now, what's your budget, sir? What were you looking at?
Can you make that call, like, turn into, I don't know, $250 a month?
Let me see what I could do here. So yeah, with $23,000 down payment, your monthly payment.
Yeah. What?
What? You wanted to pay $200 a month?
$23,000 down payment?
Well, it's an $80,000 car, sir.
Yeah. You got any other cars?
Well, we have the DVX, which is right here.
Okay, but wait. The DVX is like the economy model, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Show me the DVX.
So we have the DVX right here. It's got seats, it's got steering wheel, it's got radio, it's got those nice comfy armrests for when you're shifting, and it's got two back seats.
Okay, one question. How much a month is that on 72 months?
On 72 months, listen, this, I'll give you the lowest of the lowest price. You cannot go wrong with this deal right here, and this is for today only, and I shit you not. This deal, I'm going to show you right now. This, you could go anywhere else. Guarantee you come back. You'll tell me, Nick, I want it right now. I'll say, too late, Alexander. You have to do it right now because it's the last one on the lot. So, on 72 months, your payments will be about $405 a month.
Yeah, I saw this car on TV for like $199 a month.
Yes,
with Ned Money Dan.
No, that's because it's the low, this is the, we're talking, the one you saw was the base entry model without the wheels, without the steering wheel.
Yeah, but it had the wheels on the picture.
Yes, because on the picture they show you the high model to get you in here.
But you're talking the price of a truck for like this shit car.
Shit car? It consumes about 3 liters, 100 kilometers.
Can't you get me the GH16 for like...
With 23,000...
No, down payment, man.
Yes, at $1,015 a month.
Man, you're trying to screw me, man. I'm leaving, man.
No, look. Okay, look, you said you worked for BDO Radio.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I'll give it. Let me go see my boss, and I'll try to work something out. Okay, so I got my boss to come down here because he worked for BDO Radio, so I told him that, and he was very excited. He brought the price down to $300 a month. That's $105 less a month. He cannot say no.
Did you say $90 a month, man?
I said $300 a month.
While you were talking to your boss, I took an acid. Did you say $120 a month, man?
That's right. Now, it's signed here.
Yeah, man, I'm signing it. Right. Right. Cool, man.
I'll need your credit card.
Yeah, right here, man. Here you go, man.
Thank you, sir. And we'll take the first payment out of that.
And welcome back to BDO Radio.
So we're back.
Yeah, now at this point, they really have heard the... Hey.
What?
Do you know who died?
Who?
Farrah Fawcett.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't her nose like 10 years old?
Right about, like, what, 10% her age or something?
Yeah, and her cheekbones were about, what, 25?
Farrah Fossil. Yeah.
Well, not
over the years that they replaced parts, they probably can dig up the old ones.
I would say, now she's worm food.
Some people must think we're so fucking ignorant right now.
But there's not much to be eaten there.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's...
Yeah, you don't know what I was talking
indigenous
about.
Indigenous people were on the hunt. They hunted for Farrah Fawcett, killed her, and there wasn't much meat to eat on that.
No, that's not what I said.
Is what you were saying. I heard you, man.
That's not what I said.
I mean, you want to rewind the tape and see what you said? Okay, let's rewind the tape and see what you said.
Now she's worm food, but there's not much to be eaten there.
Oh, so I was completely wrong.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
Told you.
Okay. Lovely. So yep. Where do we go from here now?
I don't know.
It's worm food.
No, like I said, there's nothing to be eaten, so really they're sucking on
plastic.
Can
they use her for compost?
They could use it as a home.
Did indigenous people kill her and try to eat her?
No, they tried to make a canoe out of her skin.
Oh. Did that float?
Yeah.
High altitude balloon. Ah, that's the shit. That's the eureka with that.
And it won't burst because it's made out of plastic.
Well, it's made out of skin. Oh, and silicone. And plastic. And, what a compound.
Yeah. Unrippable.
That should be heavily tested.
Yep. I heard her skin's indestructible.
Inflate the bitch with helium and float her up.
Okay. That's enough talking about celebrity death.
Yes. What celebrity death? Did someone else die? Just Ferris Foster this week, I think.
Some other dude, but we already mentioned him.
Alright. Yeah, that other dude. Alright.
Alright, so, yeah.
What was up with the guests on the news today on BDO Radio, man?
I don't know.
Why? Why is it that they always gotta get crazy people?
I like that Charles Newton guy.
Yeah, but he was insane.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah. We should air the unedited version of me trying to do Alexander Hash through the whole goddamn thing.
The skit was like 20 minutes long.
It's about 4 minutes long without editing because of all my laughter for a minute and a half of the skit. In little bits and little bursts, I'm laughing my ass off every time. Partially cloudy. Partly cloudy. Dude. Yeah, that was very funny. Hooray for BDO Radio and all that shit, you know, and it's the summertime.
Doesn't
you know?
He say your job is partly cloudy? And rays of sunshine.
And rays of sunshine. Well, actually, in real life, it went partly cloudy. Didn't you mean your job was partly cloudy? With rays of sunshine! Yeah, it was pretty sick. What's weird is I've mastered this lately with you, actually, on the Judge Bob episode where we did Fitch Clutterbuck, is I keep recovering real quickly.
Because I tell you, let's go, come on.
No, not even. Even the first shots, you'll notice I come back to the very same voice super fast, except 3 seconds after this I've not mastered yet to stabilize, I just break down again, you know? So it's like, come back, break down. Like, oh, no, the first time I was able to do that a lot was the scene with Haley in the drug deal we recorded. Haley and the change.
Oh, yeah.
I needed the sound of the change falling on the floor, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, burst in laughter, but come the fuck back. And it kept coming back and bursting in laughter and coming back and bursting in laughter. Which is pretty much what I did with Alexander Hash this time as well. That was...
pretty funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Yeah, Haley Chronicles, next show, next podcast we make, show number 29, will feature the last episode of Chapter 1 of the Samson Haley Chronicles.
That's right.
At that point, it'll be moving on to Chapter 2. Anyways, yeah, I've already got an outline for that shit. No,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's getting better and better. Nick Montoya joining the production. How does it feel to be part of such a fucking cool project?
Feels good.
Yeah, feels good. Yeah. Feels like you're eating cherries.
Feels like I'm popping cherries.
Popping cherries, eating them all the time.
No, I'm just popping cherries.
And fucking the hole next to it.
No, I pop the cherry.
Pop cherries. Pop cherries.
I like to pop the cherry.
Pop the cherry.
Call me Pop Cherry.
Cherry poppity pop.
Cherry popper.
Pop it a pop it a pop it a pop it a
pop. Popping them cherries.
Where's the bottle dee da opener da dee dee?
Right there. No.
No, that's called a pen.
Right there.
You. No. It's good this is not a television show. Because Nigma, at least he's in a suit, so it's full body cover here. But he's lying down on my couch, and at least the bottle opener is at the end of his leg, like under his thigh. But he lifted up his entire leg all the way up. And it just... And it just does not look appropriate. Anyways. Oh, yeah, that's funny as hell. So, yeah, you're listening to show number 28, a new structure for BDO Radio.
I don't get that saying, funny as hell. Is hell
it's,
funny?
It's shit that's all as hell.
Is hell funny?
It's cool as hell, it's funny as hell. It's,
yeah,
is hell
cool?
Is hell funny? No. But it's just an expression.
I don't know, but...
Shut up! Stop whining. It's an expression.
I guess you could... Yeah, I guess that you could also say I suffered as hell.
That too. See that?
But that's a true statement.
But it's a quantification more than a positive or a negative. You see that? Huh? That's a good way to put it.
That is a good way.
As hell is a quantification. So a it's lot. Like I had as many watermelons as hell in my car. You know, it would fit. It would actually pass as, oh yeah, right, you had lots of watermelons.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a quantity.
Quantity. Quantifier.
Not moral.
Yeah, exactly. That's the shit. That's what the expression's all about. So,
so
I've solved
you could
it.
Say, I raped her as hell.
Yeah.
Without it being immoral.
Exactly.
Oh.
Still, the rape part can be debated. In the 50s, it was legal. I got that from Family Guy history, man. These guys are historians. Don't fuck with them.
It was legal to rape in the 50s?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Dogs.
Dogs?
And dogs, too. If you like dogs, you could get it on with a dog in the street.
Yeah, but how do you know you're raping the dog?
It's a common thing.
How did you know you're raping the dog? Because the dog can't really say
fucking
no.
Fucking any dog is raping a dog because the dog can't really explicitly consent.
But he's not saying no.
Good point, but dogs do mostly fight in the research we've done at BDO Radio with...
whatever you've done to
you know,
dogs, I don't want to know.
Fat people we kept finding on the street there that seemed like they needed food and shit. We'd offer them Chinese food so that they could participate
yeah,
in our dog fucking
dog.
Race.
Yeah,
there you go.
One of them
problem
fell
is
over
we
dog.
Were too cheap and we kept getting those really small dogs. So
yeah, and one
had
over
a lot of
fell
messes
over.
To clean and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that? When one of the fat guys fell over onto the dog and killed it? There was dog everywhere
Wait,
on the shirt.
You remember the cat boiling lab?
Yeah.
We have developed some tasty recipes, my friends. Wait till we open that fast food chain.
Yeah, cats don't swim very well in boiling water.
No, but the thing is you'd think that the cat would splash more than, say, a lobster when you put it head down by the hind legs, you know,
yeah.
Holding it by the hind legs and boiling water. Surprising how it's smooth, the transition to its near instant but very suffering death. It's rather intense.
I know, especially when the eyes pop out.
Yeah, and you can see that this is what's cool about eating that meal after. If you take dishes that actually involve having the cat somewhat kept whole as it's served on your dish and part of the presentation, you can see the look of terror on those little kittens. It's so tender and tasty.
Kitten pie. Oh,
good. Oh, Jesus, motherfucker. That our chef slices off like about the 3/4 left of the head right there and puts in the middle of the pie.
Yeah.
And you can see the look of terror on the kitten that made the pie. It's just...
But it's not... No. What
so
it
tasty.
Is, it's... You could have... See, it's in stages. And the younger the kittens, the more kittens there is, the more expensive it is. Mm. Right?
What about Buffalo and Red now producing barbecue babies?
Yeah.
Like, those... I can't wait for them to invite me.
Yeah, I like the salt and vinegar ones.
To have, you know, I don't know, man. I hear that Buffalo first is now, you know, there was the whole barbecue thing there, and I don't know what's up with the Buffalians. The Buffalian wings were great. I don't know what's up with that, you know. I'm serving Buffalian wings. So, yeah, genetic engineering and stuff like that, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's barbecuing babies, man.
Yeah.
Just, it's a new way, you know.
It, at least you don't have to worry about them sleeping and waking up.
Two of them have survived, though, I hear. The Buffalians are taking over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Two of them
they don't have wings?
No.
I guess because he cooked the ones that had wings because it was weird. That must have been the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Red also, who's preparing great meals for the future. Really, hopefully, preparing meals only for the future. Preparing meals.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that should be done with that.
Yeah, no actually having the meal.
Oh, no, 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 not actually. No, 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 no. No letting it grow or fatten or fed or no.
No, no, no. Just
immediate cookout. Invite all the friends
over.
No, no,
you just prepare it, but never finish it.
Because fried baby is really a good thing when you invite your friends over. Is enough for, what, 5-6 people? You know, if it's fat enough, if it's well fed during pregnancy, which I hear right now it's being fed a lot of malt grain in high quantities. Yeah, it's being prepared for us, tenderized, just like Japanese cows are prepared. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Not fattened by babies.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's actually, maybe. Oh, that's. I got the new trade. Let's each get ourselves a test woman to make them fatter babies. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to feed the woman babies. Oh, my God. Imagine the size of the babies that are going to come out.
Baby
we'll
fed
barbecue babies.
Babies
and feed them babies. And
you just grind them up and feed the babies to the umbilical cord.
Red has just started a great enterprise. He's going to be the center of all this. Just feed that woman with babies and have larger babies for a great barbecue. Hopefully they come out with wings too.
Tell me Red's not having a meal.
A meal? A meal.
He's not having a meal, is he?
A meal, yes. Fed with malt grain. Lots of malt grain.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But there is a meal cooking.
Yeah, there's a meal cooking, and it's being fed with malt grain.
Nice.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about, no?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so on another subject.
The hamster wheel. What was that about, the hamster wheel?
Like, some people are stupid. Okay, like, they have a hamster wheel. And let's say the brain's a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
So the hamster spins the wheel. A normal person... Wait, this is not going right.
No, because I'm the one who made up the thought that... Do you want to say the dynamo thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hamster spins the wheel, which
That's
is
right.
tied to a strap, which
That's
is
right.
tied to another pulley, which spins a dynamo.
That's right.
Yeah, and
now,
then the strap breaks.
Yeah, that's for stupid people. Because
yeah.
smart people, the strap doesn't break, it just goes.
Yeah.
And the more it goes, the more it feeds the hamster, with the metaphorical hamster.
With energy.
With energy, with thought.
So
with,
does it to your brain.
Yeah, so it keeps going, it keeps running, it keeps thinking, it keeps, you know, you're always alive. But in stupid people, the strap's broken. So the hamster... for a while, just keeps running in emptiness. It's just spinning for no reason. And eventually it dies. So all you have is a wheel.
Yeah, because the dynamo is not feeding it energy anymore, right?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
So the hamster dies, and all you end up with is a wheel with hamster bones in it. That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's the shit, you know what I'm saying? That's because that's the topic.
And that's the medical term how to explain stupidity.
Of the hour at BDO. The topic of the hour. That's the shit. Now, what about them puppies in a bottle? Have you heard of that?
Puppies in a bottle?
Puppies in a bottle.
No way.
What they do is they're pretty smart, actually. They take the puppy when it's like, I don't know, a few weeks old. Right out of the womb of the mother, and they stuff it with a broomstick inside the bottle and finish the growth of the puppy in an incubator So it takes the shape of the inside of a bottle. So you got this cute little puppy, basically a head sticking out of a beer bottle with the body of a puppy inside. And it's all deformed, obviously, by the bottle. Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome.
Talk about compacting dogs.
It dies, eh, if you break the bottle?
It dies if you break the bottle, yes. Yeah. So you constantly have to feed it and you have to move it.
Where does it poo?
They haven't thought this one out very well. And it turns out that after 3 or 4 meals, the dog is crushed by its own poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Little dog give it the head sticking out of the bottle eating.
It's just crushed by
There's
poo.
No more room to intake food.
I was crushed by poo.
No.
What they could do is a unscrewable bottom.
Right.
And then you just let it poo.
With a sieve that just lets the poo and filaments through.
That's right.
Right, because you don't want to contaminate the inside of that bottle.
Right? That's right.
Right. Yeah.
So basically, it's just a trap. It's just a trap to let the poo out, and if there's piss, you just tilt it down.
And if you want to make the thing ultra-sanitary, the sieve in the bottom that lets the poo through can have an element inside it that could heat it to thousands of degrees to clean up after that. Wow.
Yeah, it just sears the fucking dog's butthole.
Just a little bit, you know, each time.
Eventually, your dog learns and doesn't poo anymore.
And then you got a meal in a bottle. Because it's cooked. Oh, yeah. Check that out. So, your dog basically slows down as it goes. It's all downhill from there.
From the moment it's born.
Yeah, yeah. And puppies in a bottle, people. Check that out.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Cats in a bottle are different.
Kittens in a bottle.
Yeah, because you can just put litter in the bottle.
Right! Kittens are so autonomous. The litter. Right, yeah, right,
you
right,
you just put
right.
litter. And because it's inside the bottle, it never
smells.
You know
what? You make me think of this. I think they're doing research about that. Right. They're actually doing research. You can have cats that are hypoallergenic and that are in the bottle.
That's right. And you, the only thing, you know, like, you don't want to pet the rest of your cat. All you want to pet is his head anyways.
But what they found out they could do with cats in this project, the reason why I didn't have it up on the list of crazy projects that we have up on the screen right now, is because this type of bottle is different. It's one of these vases there with the really tight neck because a cat can fit that. What you can do is when you're tired of seeing the cat's head, with this it's different as a dog where you have to have the head there at all times. You can take a broomstick and shove it back down inside the bottle. And to exit it back out, you take a coat hanger, you unfold that, and you use the hook.
To grab it by the special hook they have on their ear.
No. Around their neck. You take the coat hanger and you just unfold the coat hanger and use that hook. They put around their neck and pull them back out that hole.
Oh, smart.
So it's really
also,
a smart concept.
Because there was such a fad when they came out, people bought them, but kids got tired of them real quick, so what they did is just throw them in the ocean in a bottle. So
right.
There's those kids, and there's a whole bunch of kids and people in China that found like thousands of kittens in a bottle.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
But were they dead?
Yeah, of course. You know, 60 months at sea.
So it was compost in a bottle, basically.
Well, it was basically...
gut post in a bottle.
It was a skeleton head with a mummified body in a bottle.
So tasty for them Chinese.
Yeah, it was like...
Don't them Chinese like to eat the...
Yeah,
no,
it was
Asians
like cat. It was like cat jerky.
Oh, right. Cat jerky. Nice. Salty cat jerky because it's been in the seawater.
That's right.
That's right, says Mr. Motoya.
That's right.
20 minutes running, people. This segment has made not enough sense so far that we can end it by now, right? Right. How little sense have we made is that incredible 20.6 ratio of 45.672?
You just made a lot of sense.
I did. I'm very scientific that way.
Let's end the show then.
Yeah, right. Show number 28, people.
Thanks for listening and see
you
next time.
Have a good night.